Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. South Korea says it's working with the U.S. to find out details about today's launches by North Korea. The South Korean military says the North fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off its east coast amid signs that the North is frustrated with the pace of negotiations with the United States. The U.S. is stepping up pressure on Iran, the State Department renewing key waivers that allow European allies, China, and Russia to work with Iran on civil nuclear programs. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the move comes a year after President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the Iran nuclear deal.
The White House has extended 5 of 7 nuclear waivers that allow non-proliferation work with Iran, but has revoked the other 2, which involve the transfer of uranium. Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says it's a high-risk strategy.
It's clearly designed to bring Iran to a fundamental decision point about whether it will negotiate a new and much more sweeping and more demanding deal with the United States in these next few months or couple of years.
The State Department says renewing most waivers preserves oversight of Iran's nuclear program. It also says the Trump administration continues to hold the Iranian regime accountable for activities that threaten the region's stability. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities north of Chicago say crews have been working through the night to contain the fire at an industrial plant. There was an explosion there last night. 4 people hospitalized in the city of Waukegan's fire marshal, Steve Lindsay, says first responders are looking for those who remain missing.
There were 9 people in the building at the beginning of the incident. We had accounted for 6. We are unable to account for 3 subjects at this point.
There is still no word on a cause for the explosion. The Chicago Tribune says it was heard and felt across Lake County. Boeing says it's providing technical assistance after a 737 military charter jet flying from Guantanamo Bay slid off the runway and into the water in North Florida last night. NPR's Amy Held reports all 143 people on board the Miami Air International-owned plane were rescued.
Upon landing at Naval Air Station Jacksonville, the plane skidded all the way into the St. John's River. The water was shallow enough not to submerge the cabin, and passengers scrambled onto the wings. Rescuers were able to bring everyone safely to shore. 21 people were hospitalized with minor injuries. Both military personnel and civilians were on board, says the commanding officer of the Naval Air Station, Captain Michael Connor.
Some of them were coming back to see their families. Some of them were continuing on travel to their homes outside of Florida.
Some had brought pets onto the flight, but the airbase says rescuers could not safely reach the animals and gave its condolences to their owners. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash. Amy Held, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Astronauts at the International Space Station expecting a delivery on Monday. The private company SpaceX launched a cargo capsule loaded with supplies from Cape Canaveral early this morning.
10, 9, 8,
the final seconds.
7, 6,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And liftoff.
SpaceX's Dragon capsule is on its way to the orbiting outpost on this May the 4th, Star Wars Day. After a series of delays this week, it marks the company's 17th shipment to the space station. The first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown is today. NPR's Shannon Van Zandt reports on the Kentucky Derby, where there are 3 top contenders among the 19 thoroughbreds expected to run for the roses.
This will be the 145th running of the Derby. The race pits about 20 of the world's most valuable thoroughbred horses against each other. They will run 1.25 miles. And never before in the history of the Derby has one trainer saddled 3 of the top favorites. Bob Baffert trained the top contenders, and all 3, named Game Winner, Improbable, and Roadster, have a good chance at winning. Baffert has already won 5 Kentucky Derbies, a 6 would tie with Ben Jones for the most ever. Jones won 6 Derbies during a 15-year span. From 1938 to 1952. Shannon Van Zandt, NPR News.
This year's Kentucky Derby could be a sloppy one, the forecast calling for an increasing chance of rain in Louisville as the afternoon wears on. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.